This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark's Main Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's Dukes and Bell. Guys, we are live at Flowery Branch. We've been here all afternoon. Andy and Randy were here. They had a great conversation with the general manager, Terry Fontenot. Go check it out at odyssey.com. And we are going to have a great conversation with both of our first-round picks, Jalen Walker and James Pierce. They are on the way this hour. Do not go anywhere. And also, Mike, a little bit later on, as we've been talking about, you know, these guys, we'll continue to break down the draft. Lots of storylines last night, man. By the way, did this draft, the first round, fly by, though?
Yes, because my wife's like, I don't think I'm going to stay up. And we made it. I said about quarter to 10. And that was way early for many of us. And it was funny because the guys get done with the broadcast last night with Wes Drewham and Arch and Mike Conti. And then, of course, we trade back in the first round. So fell right into Turtle's lap. Chris was on the air last night. Of course, phones are going bananas. We find out we're grabbing James Pierce Jr. Yeah, the Shador thing. And now, of course, everyone's waiting to see that somebody's going to this cannot continue to go on, this boycott of Shador. I know you were passionate about it talking with Brian McFadden. I think he's paying for the sins of his dad with some of these people in the personnel departments, but we'll find out. I mean, and again, the great debate, and it'll be fun to match stats and how Jackson Dart does with the Giants and how Shador Sanders does wherever he winds up.
Yeah, no doubt.
And by the way, Clay Matthews, I said, like, what is he doing? What's he doing last night when he gets off? I've got a message from the president. We're like, oh God, everybody was like, where is this going? And then basically just famously trolling the Bears. Because anybody who's ever been to Lambeau, if you've ever driven from Chicago, you get north of the Fox River, everything kind of goes from Bear flags to Packer flags. Obviously, the hatred is real.
It is. No, listen.
That was funny, but it was a little weird at first.
Well, it was weird because ESPN and the commissioner was like, hold on.
wait a minute. How tight were the sphincters
time
in the
out.
Control rooms?
Time
right?
out, man. You're gonna don't do this on our draft. But ultimately, you know what? It's all in fun, and I loved it because the fan base got it. And it was great. Speaking of fan bases, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah, I just want to address something, Carl, a phenomenon I've been seeing here on social media, talking to some of the dudes. Now, last night, we already discussed it. I was in for Mike Green, so I was surprised. And when they moved back into the 26th pick, I thought, okay, we're going for Malachi Starks.
Okay.
That's what I thought. And then it was like, oh, okay. We're going with Pierce. And so it took me, and I talked about it last night, and I explained the logic behind the moves, and I was wrapping my head around it. And then today I talked more, saw more analysis about it, and I'm down with it. Because I'm not going to spend, like I did last year, 200 days of our show bellyaching about something like Kirk Cousins and Penix both being here. It's happened. We got to turn the page and let's go. You know, we're glad we got Penix. I'll never understand what that was, but I'm not going to be sitting here and just going, oh, well, this makes no. Here we are. Either Pierce is going to pan out or he doesn't. Time will tell. We're not going to know in preseason. We're not going to know after minicamp. We're going to have to wait and see if this guy can get on the board and be what Ebba Cady wasn't in the second round. Can he go get double-digit sacks? What is a realistic expectation? We're going to find out from Ra about that. But, I mean, all I'm saying is I'm down with it. I get the logic behind it. I just had a different guy that I earmarked. So if it works, no risk it, no biscuit. If it doesn't, we can say, okay, it didn't pan out. But, again, I'm just not going to spend all year bellyaching about it, okay?
I love it. Here's the other part of this, by the way, and we're going to talk about the other dogs that went in this draft, at least in the first round, and a couple of the storylines that happened. But to your point, Mike, like, part of the Mike Green thing, and this is not just the Falcons, you see it. This is across the first round. If I can get Mike Green, and somebody's going to get a really good player, by the way, okay? But if I can get him in the second round, it's better value. And, Mike, if the red flags were such that teams wanted to stay away, and that is the case, then these kinds of things happen. But at the end of the day, I'm worried about the guys that we have. And the guys that we have right now, I want to see James Pierce and what he develops into.
Right.
Listen, James Pierce had issues allegedly as well. Were they as severe as I said to start the show? There are levels to this. You know, if you're talking about a traffic ticket versus a alleged assault or rape, those are two different things.
Right.
So, you know, and again, I'm throwing that out there as an example. I'm not saying those things actually happen. But whatever those red flags were and the Falcons did their due diligence, it wasn't enough for them to say, hey, we're going to stay away from this guy. In fact, they dove in deeper into Pierce because they believe he's the best pass rusher in this draft. So as long as they believe it, like they believe that Michael Penix was the best quarterback last year in this draft, that's all that matters. And then when they get here, if they produce – guys, it won't matter. So I'm glad that you said that because we could spend hours upon hours debating who the best edge rusher is in a class that we discussed for 2 months prior to the draft.
Right.
Now that we've got our guy, how do they affect this football team?
Right. I made the case for Ezeraku. I made the case for Green. We discussed Pierce. I said to Carl earlier, if you missed the earlier part of the program, and again, we're going to have both guys in studio this hour, so don't flipping. I said to Carl, I go, what would my scouting report be? And I'm age 56, you know? Okay, anger issues, disciplinary problems, multiple arrests. You know what I mean? He's a loose cannon. So, I mean, high risk, high reward, I guess, would be my scouting report as a human being. So I'm not going to sweat it. You know, if somebody gets hung up on Pierce having an expired tag, that's baby spit compared to some of the things that have happened in Athens, if we're honest. So, I mean, it's all relative. And as we said, if there's some immaturity issues, that's something. I think two things. What Ra's got here in the building, that's real. And again, yes, there's some shortcomings which manifested itself as far as game management. But Coach Ra is a guy these guys believe in. He's well respected. So Coach Ra and Ulbrich having a guy like Leonard Floyd, like Leonard Floyd's not here to be Morgan Freeman to somebody. Let me take you, young buck, and show you how to do it. But he will mentor to a degree because he's a guy that's going to just through osmosis, like we saw with Dwight Freeney or with Claiborne. These guys are going to pick up the work habits, right?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think. When we talk about the culture, a lot of that has to do with how your head coach handles things. Dan Campbell in Detroit. Look at how guys respond to him. Now, he's lost both of his coordinators, but the reality is dudes love Dan Campbell. They love that energy. Some people think it's corny. Some people think what Ra does is corny. People dig it. These guys dig it.
As long as the players respond, man.
That's all that matters. And so, you know, when we talk about that aspect of it, you're right. A guy like Pierce comes in. You hear Coach on the phone with these guys. Obviously, they have some rapport because they've had a chance to visit with these guys in the lead-up process to the draft. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, you start saying, how good can James Pierce be or Jalen Walker? It's only going to matter, Mike. It's only going to come down to one thing. How well are they coached?
Right.
They get here. They have certain things they do well. But this is not a finished product. They don't come in here, and they're not 10-year vets that have already achieved Hall of Fame status. These guys got to come in and get better, and that's going to get back to the coaching, and we feel better, right? I do feel better about this, and I'll give Brick credit. Brick's called plays. He's been an assistant, a head coach. He's been a head coach interim. Mike, I feel better about his experience than what we had here last year. Even though we were willing to give it a shot, it didn't work. But that experience of Rod not having to put all his energy on to the defensive side now,
right.
Guys, I'm telling you, that was a big deal last year because it became an issue. And so you had the head coach who was trying to go back to his roots and say, all right, here's what we need to do. Ironically, the defense got better, but he doesn't have to worry about that now.
No, look, there were some mistakes made last year. Jimmy Legg, unfortunately, was not a good fit. You saw it, and you just touched on it. And, you know, the cornerbacks, you know, they work together, man. We always say the phrase complimentary football. The edges, no pressure. I mean, there was no pressure. Quarterbacks had way too much time. We never set the edge. Judon was a colossal disappointment. Look, we were all signed off on Judon. It is what it is. You know, they risked. Look, and here's the thing. If we go back in the time machine, nobody was against Judon. No one called us and said, oh, I'm not giving up a third rounder for Judon. Everybody was excited. It just didn't work. You know, but you're trying. By the way, you mentioned Georgia Bulldogs. So we got Walker. Now I just did another mock. I got a couple of these because we're just saying who's left.
Who else you getting?
Well, in this case, we got snaked. I couldn't get the big body defensive tackle with the 101st pick, but Jared Wilson was there. From Georgia, the center.
Center, yeah.
And then I picked up Zeke Biggers for Georgia Tech fans with our last pick.
Biggers is nice.
Yeah, and Biggers, you know, I don't know, some guys had him anywhere from 5 to 7 as far as what round he'll go. So you never know. And I got the other Kobe Bryant again. That's a corner.
Yeah, the different Kobe. Right. We picked, by the way, you said to me 101?
Yeah, we got 101, 118, 218 tonight. 101 was part of the trade with the Rams. 118 is our regular pick. We gave up a 7th. So, yeah, with 3 picks on the clock unless we move up and mortgage more of next year's future.
All right, coming up.
Or trade somebody.
Either or. That'd be nice. You guys know what we're talking about. Hey, coming up, we are going to hear from Steve Koonin, guys. Hawks CEO is going to stop by, as he normally does. We're pushing him up because, of course, James Pierce and Jalen Walker are going to stop by the show in this hour. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live from Flowery Branch. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We told you he was coming. He's coming. And he's here.
He's on Lombardi time, Carl. He's early.
Hey, man. He played at Georgia. You know, he's got to be early for the meetings, bro.
Right, right.
Jalen Walker is here. First and foremost, man, congratulations, brother. Congrats. We are happy that you're here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
As a Falcon,
yes, sir.
Last night it was funny because everybody's seen the call now when they called you and you were like, I'm at the crib.
Yeah.
In Salisbury. What was it like, man? I mean, honestly, just take us through that last night and getting that call. Did you have any idea it was going to be us?
Yeah, I was actually, watching the clock. When I seen the Falcons on the clock, I'm seeing it. And, for the earlier picks, they were like, oh, as soon as that pick happened, as soon as the next pick, the pick was in. And then I was looking and saw the clock winding down. It was like 3 minutes left. I'm like, man, what's going on, man? And looked down again and my phone's ringing. And I'm like, man, there we go. Here we go. Let's go. So it was just a great opportunity.
Man, as we said, not to sound like little kids, man, we sound like fanboys already, Carl. We were so excited because, number one, we wanted the Bulldogs. We wanted somebody from Kirby's machine, what he's developed. Talk about what you learned at UGA.
Man, I learned a lot. Being there for those 3 years, you develop as a player and as a young man as well. And those guys and that program there, they're running it really well, and I appreciate all they did.
So one of the things I've talked about with you, specifically leading up to the draft, Jalen, is I said, man, his size, I don't know. And then everybody I'm talking to around the league and everybody that scouted you is like, it don't matter. And then he's shaking his head. And then you turn on the tape,
right,
and you're taking on these big tackles. You're holding guys off. You're setting the edge. But is this something that you always seemingly hear, or is this something that you when we talk about, oh, he's not the prototypical this, that, or the other.
Right.
But you're a playmaker.
Most definitely. And I hear it, but, it goes in and out the other year because I know the player and what I have in me, that dog. So it is what it is.
We know a lot of guys, and we always hear the phrase coach's son, and your dad coached. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, when I played Little League, my dad was really mean to me. He liked the other kids better. How much of a factor was what your dad taught you coming on up?
Right. My dad was actually, he was a college coach, so I really didn't get into his realm. But him being there for me, he was actually a dad first before he was a coach. So I appreciate that and everything he did for me.
Yeah, it's a part of your story as we're talking with Jalen Walker. Last night, our first pick in the first round, 15th overall, guys, here at the Branch today. It's Dukes and Bell. As we talk about your relationship with Ra and certainly Terry Fontenot, Terry has said at your pro day, y'all spoke like, you were sitting there for an hour or so.
Right.
What were the conversations? Was he just talking about life? Was he talking football with you?
Man, we were talking about life, catching up, football, everything. I mean, it was a great opportunity to just pick his brain because he's smart as it comes. Sitting there and getting to know him, and I met his son as well. Being there with him and talking with him right there in the indoor was great. Getting able to pick his brain.
What was that combine experience like? Because we hear about the interviews and you feel like a piece of meat in there. How strange was that?
It wasn't as strange as people made it seem. It was just about meetings and football. I enjoyed it because you're sitting there talking about football all day, and it was easy for me.
You like breaking down film?
Yeah. It was really good. Watching my plays and watching what happened in the season, I can recall what was going on. It was great.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that Texas game, but I guess we have to.
You dominated
that offensive line, man. Y'all did a hell of a job in Austin, and obviously in the SEC championship game. And then, last night I'm watching the draft, and I see the New Orleans Saints take Calvin Banks. Stop it. And I'm like, oh. Banks is going to the Saints.
Well, this is very fortuitous.
Yes, and then I see, we get Jalen Walker, and Jalen had his day against Banks. Man, talk about those games, because those were big games for you guys this year. But, everybody going into those games are saying, oh, their offensive line, and I was laughing after the game because Kirby's like, what? You guys got after it.
Right. Yeah, we just had a great game plan for the week, and, we executed well. We knew where Quinn wanted to escape. We knew what the pros were to certain tackles and guards. We knew the cons to those tackles and those guards, and we just used it to our advantage.
That game was something. We could talk about that game because it was like, man, you guys get them off the field and you're back on the field. So you had to do it. Obviously, a little bit different when you had them at your house. By the way, we get a guy going into that Falcons locker room who knows his way around Mercedes-Benz. Right. It's like a home away from home for you.
We call it our home, our home stadium. Being there at Georgia, it's great being in the Benz. It's a different environment. It's just a different feeling that I get going into the game.
Did Arthur send Falcon 1 to pick you up? Did you get the plane?
I did get the jet.
My man.
They sent the jet.
Yeah, because we heard you like, send it.
Send it. Hey, I told him to send it, and they sent it, man. It was crazy. Yeah, he's got it going on with that jet.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a little 17-seater.
Shrimp cocktail?
Nah, some good food, snacks, anything you needed. So it was pretty good.
Jalen Walker joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're chopping it up with our first round pick. Look, you maybe feel it. I hope you do. But the excitement is real, bro, about you guys getting picked, talking about James as well, and then, you know, what we feel like our team has lacked. You feel any pressure? And I say this because you played at Georgia, but coming here and saying, hey, I'm not going to say you're a savior, but people feel like, oh, you're going to help us go to the next level. Right. Do you feel that?
I feel no pressure. I just feel like it's another day and it's another opportunity for me to come in and, you know, and keep playing football and support the locker room and support the program.
We always hear guys when they ask the question, hey, would you like to be a Falcon? Or I'm just happy to be in the league. Was the Falcons on a short list because of the proximity playing at Athens?
Man, I had no choice of team. It didn't matter. It was just the opportunity. Right. If anybody had called that phone, I would have picked up and I would have been excited for anybody.
We've talked about Coach Raheem Morris and having a tremendous rep around the league. What do you know about him and what do you think so far?
I love that guy. I love that guy. The meetings that we had prior, it was great. His energy that he brings, his vision that he brings, his work ethic that he wants to bring and all his morals that he wants to do for the program is great. And, of course, my relationship with him is great, and we got to celebrate that today with him, and I'm glad I'm here.
We're glad you're here. Former teammates, current teammates were all commenting on social media.
Right.
Like, dude, really? Jalen dropped a fit. Like, were you surprised at how this thing played out last night? As you watched, did you feel like you feel slighted at all that you didn't go earlier? Like, how does that go for you?
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, it's a great opportunity for me to be here. But, you know, there's no discredit for all the people that got picked in front of me because those are tremendous athletes as well, and I played against them, and I played we'll play against them in the future as well, you know, and much power to all those teams that picked their players and their program decided to go another way, but I'm glad we made the right decision here in Atlanta to bring me in.
Hey guys, Jalen Walker's with us live inside the Ticketmaster Studios, Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to James Pierce Jr. coming up later this hour. Speaking of big edge rushers, you talked to Mikal Williams?
I did. Yeah, I just talked to him maybe about 5 minutes ago. I sent him a text. He's in San Francisco right now.
Wow. Same thing, just juiced.
Right. Man, juiced, man. He's excited. He was telling me about all about it last night.
We talk about, you know, your journey. We talk your dad being a coach, and everyone just kind of takes it for granted. Everybody who's listening right now, their dream would be where you were last night getting that phone call. Talk about the journey, the hard work, all the things you did to get there.
Long time coming. Full of hard work. Me and my dad talk about it all the time. You got to work. Somebody got to work. You got to work hard doing it. You know, being at Georgia, my time there, you have to work hard to succeed in life.
Is that why you chose Georgia? Because you knew what was coming with Kirby?
Chose hard. Coach Smart says choose hard. If you want to come to University of Georgia, you choose hard. And once you do it, you're going to be successful because you see the program and you see the history that they have with draft picks and just players in general.
Yeah. And it's funny because – you know, people would say, you guys get to the pros and y'all don't know about walkthroughs. Because everything's full speed.
Right.
Walkthrough, what is that?
Yeah, I've heard those stories. The guys like, hey, man, like, relax. Relax. So I'm like, hey, you're not at Georgia anymore. But, I mean, I enjoy it. It's just what I'm so used to.
Sure.
You know,
right.
It's just in me. And that's going to be – that's anybody else who's at Georgia as well.
Yeah, the practices, you know, sometimes we're harder than the games, right? I mean,
100% time.
Yeah.
Most definitely. We practice hard just so when we get to that game, it's not what you think it is. It's going to be a lot easier and it's going to be a lot smoother than you think.
Let me ask you this real quick, because I know you have a relationship with Micah Parsons. Both you guys, Adidas, right? Is that right? Big shout out to David Mulligata too, UT. Got to do it, bro. Got to do it. But that's the agent for these guys.
Man, I want to shout out Trey Smith.
UGA. No doubt. No doubt.
UGA.
No
there
doubt.
You go.
Good
yes,
call.
Sir.
But I want to ask you about that relationship with Micah, because what kind of effect has he had on you?
Right.
And if I said to you, Jalen, we're talking to you in 3 years, does your game resemble, you know, what Micah does on the field? Do you feel like that's the kind of player you can be? I'm not saying you're Micah, but correct, obviously the things that he does.
Most definitely. I feel like Micah has a motor like myself, and he's a baller. And he's a guy that I take pieces from his game to apply to mine. And I appreciate him just being that older brother and that mentor for me.
One of the things we talked about with Jalen is – the leadership thing. And it's not like you come here to the Falcons, you come in here at the first day of OTAs. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Jalen Walker.
Right.
Leadership is earned, but it's a role that you didn't embrace at Georgia.
Yes, it's all about respect and the opportunity, you know, getting into the locker room and getting to learn these guys and getting to know these guys. That's how it starts. It's about the relationship. And once you build that relationship, you build trust. And after you build the trust, you build that mutual respect of being that leader.
Jalen, we're excited, man.
Man, I appreciate it.
Rise up.
Rise up. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for stopping by.
Most definitely.
The Dirty Bird's got a dog, Joe.
We'll see you at OTAs and all that. Thank
yes,
you so
sir.
Much, Jalen.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. We're coming back. We're going to talk to James Pierce as well. That is Jalen Walker here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks to Jalen Walker for stopping by. James Pierce is on the way. We told you we were going to talk to these guys, and we are. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Got to tell you, as we react to some of the things Jalen said, this is just impressions, guys. First of all, that man's got a hell of a handshake, okay? First
mm-hmm.
thing. And my dad always said, look a man in the face, shake his hand. He did
right.
It broke mine. Okay. And I'm not a small guy. I was like, okay, you can let go, Jalen.
Right.
Second thing is, Mike, all business. And you hear it in his personality. And for dog fans, again, you know, this is the thing about college football. And Kirby, you know, he makes guys available. And they rotate sometimes guys, but Kirby will be the first one to tell you about what this kid meant to the program and how important he was from a leadership standpoint. You guys hear it? Did you hear it?
Right.
Like, he is all business and all about, like, locker room, teammates, making sure, like, hey, we're on the same page. I get it, Mike. And Mike said to me as soon as he walked out of the room, he's like, impressive. We can tell you, we've interviewed a lot of dudes.
Right.
Not everybody leaves the room and we look at each other and go, impressive. He is an impressive dude just from that standpoint. Forget about the tape and the play.
Right.
That is the thing, man, that we sense from him. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get a chance to talk to our man James Pierce coming up here.
He's already in character.
As the Falcons went back into the first round last night and got Pierce out of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making his way into the room. What's up, bro? Good to see you, man. As he's getting ready to sit down here.
Right on.
We're talking to all these guys, man, because the draft is the best and funnest thing as far as, you know, how your team improves. And can you hear us, brother? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Man, welcome. First of all, James Pierce, thank you for being here. Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy that you're here. I know a lot of people were surprised that we went back in and pulled you out. I asked Jalen this question. Did you have any idea it was going to be us that was going to draft you last night?
I low-key hoped for it. Just a little bit. A
little bit?
Because we heard they put the work in with you. So, I mean, did you feel as a player, do you feel the Falcons had more interest in you than other teams?
I feel like that we got to know each other and we got to communicate back and forth. So, a little bit more than other teams.
Okay.
6'5", 250-ish, Mike. You know, talk about SEC, first and quarterback pressures. Talk about your pass rush, man, because, you know, you played at Tennessee, obviously, being in the South, SEC, Atlanta being the home. We see a lot of SEC games and pay attention to all these things. But talk about you being a pass rusher, because it's something we've desperately needed, and how you, you know, have developed over the last few years and certainly the success you had at Tennessee.
I set up everything off speed, just naturally being a pass rusher. And then after that, it just come with learning and how you can use the hands and stuff like that, so.
Is that something you feel you got to work on a little bit, technique-wise?
I said it before. As long as I'm playing the game of football in the National Football League, I don't feel like you should ever stop working on your hands. So as long as I'm playing, I'll always try to get better at that and perfect that.
We got Coach Ra, and we got the word last night that your defensive coordinator couldn't sleep at all last night. He's so excited.
Yeah, I need to go see him.
So, but, I mean, it is pretty cool, though, the idea of coming here in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, the juice. This is a team that I don't know if you picked up on the buzz, but there's a lot of energy, man. People are really excited about the aggressiveness to go get you in the first round of the moves we made last night.
Yeah.
So how you feeling, man? You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. And, it means a lot to me that they was able to do that, and they did that, and they believe in my game and what I can bring to this team. So,
James, we heard, I think it was our general manager, Terry Fontenot, say, is Miss Kizzy there when he talked to you on the phone?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just curious, so tell us about your mom, man, and, you know, her impact in your life, because they were talking about meeting the people around you and how important that was for the organization to kind of get a sense of who you were.
Yeah, yeah, it's more so that my mom more so laid back like me and just let me do my own thing a little bit. So they probably was like, where is it coming from? You know what I'm saying? So they probably wanted to meet the person who produced the guy like this. So
what was mom saying last night, man?
She was happy. She was happy, especially when she seen the 404. She was super happy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We talked about it with Jalen. It's like every kid wants to be in the NBA or the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But like last night, did you just catch yourself in the moment? Like, this is really happening.
Oh yeah. Even walking into the facility today, when I got my jersey, my agent asked to hold it. I really didn't want him to let him hold it, but yeah.
You raised in and around Charlotte. You played hoops too, didn't you? Didn't you play some basketball?
Well, yeah, I started late though. In high school, I started playing basketball in high school. I've been playing football since I was six, though. So.
Okay, because I was wondering if the basketball helped you. We hear guys say that, you know, sometimes playing hoops it helps. You a big hoops fan?
Yeah, my girl playing basketball.
Yeah, she's in the WNBA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favorite team you watch as far as the NBA is concerned, or not really?
The NBA?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just out of curiosity.
Because we could actually use kind of a small forward with the Hawks. I don't want to put too much on your plate. I'm just saying, if you want to, you know, be pretty good at, you know, ad campaign around that. Like Bo Jackson part two. Just throwing it out there, man. Again, guys, James Pierce Jr. is with us live in the Ticketmaster Studios. Again, two first-round picks. What has the team told you? Have they told you anything about it, what they expect from you and what they expect you to do?
That's
see game. Quarterback, get quarterback.
Exactly. It's still a bottom line business, and pretty sure I got to come here and produce just like any other player on this team and stuff like that, and do what's best for the team at all costs.
James, you went to Tennessee. Your decision to go there outside the money. we can say that now. NIL.
Hey,
I mean, come
now
on.
Now it's legal, baby.
That's right, man. I ain't tripping. But seriously, you had a chance to go pretty much anywhere you wanted in the SEC. What was your decision there? And I heard Coach Heupel talk about you one of his first big recruits.
It was big to me. Mom liked it. It was super close to home. It was Tennessee. I went there to hunt 2000 screaming.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a different feeling. It was just something that I was more connected with. And then Coach Heupel liked to score a lot of points. Teams got to be able to keep up. I like to rush the passer.
Yeah. Easy formula there for you, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's why he produced 27 and a half sacks, guys, for loss.
All SEC twice.
And this is what we're
getting. First team.
17 and a half sacks the last two seasons, and that's why we're excited, James, because it's something we've been lacking, obviously, with our Falcon organization. In your conversations, Mike asked you, you know, what they've told you, but what do you think you bring? Like, Falcon fans are listening right now, and they're saying, all right, James, man, what you going to bring to the squad?
Just right now, Dominic's ready to learn, ready to get to it, and ready to figure out how I can affect the game at the next level. So,
right on. We talked to Jalen about this because it's a strange journey. You, how much did you watch the coverage when people like let's punch up James Pierce Jr. What they say and all the things that get thrown out there about you. You feel like you're just a piece of meat at the combine? How was that interview process?
No, I didn't feel like that. I know, like I said, it's a bottom line business. You feel me? So I know I really don't take it too personal.
Right.
I understand that they want to get to know me, so I don't take it really too personal. I just go with the flow for the most part.
Right.
Well, you've done a heck of a job, man, getting ready for this thing. And last night was a lot of fun for Falcon fans and seeing this all come together. Obviously, we're not done. Hopefully, we'll add some more pieces. But welcome to the A, man. We're excited to have you.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when they get a chance to see you on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis, brother.
Yeah, nah. In this red, that would be great.
And by the way, you know, in the old days, as in like 3 years ago, we used to ask guys, what are you going to do when you get that contract? Now you probably had a cool whip at Tennessee, right?
Yeah. I got a nice car. I feel like it's the car I want. I probably won't be getting another car until.
Yeah.
Right, but it's funny because it's funny. I don't know. Do you take a pay cut, Carl, when you come in the NFL nowadays?
Depends.
Hey, man. Welcome to the A, man.
For sure. No doubt. Right.